Have you ever been with a friend where their smile seemed forced or a compliment landed a little off? It's like a nudge from your gut, a warning sign about the dangers of envy and deceit. These negative emotions can poison a friendship faster than we realize. Think about those close bonds we cherish, the laughter shared, the storms weathered together. Imagine those friendships as a mighty ship navigating the challenges of life. Now picture a hidden iceberg slowly chipping away at the hull beneath the waves. Suddenly, the ship we thought invincible starts to creak and groan, taking on water. That's the destructive power of envy and deceit in a friendship. We'll explore how it all unfolds, but stay with us. There are valuable lessons to be learned that can strengthen us against any kind of adversity. It often starts with whispers of doubt, petty rivalries that seem harmless at first, but left unchecked, they spread like a disease. Our strongest support system weakens, trust becomes fragile, and betrayal feels inevitable. The aftermath can be heartbreaking: broken friendships, shattered loyalties. But what if we could address the root of the problem by understanding the principles of Stoicism and applying them to our modern lives? We can develop resilience against these negative forces. We'll uncover the power of discernment, learning to distinguish true support from disguised competition. Imagine being able to protect your energy and focus on the friendships that truly lift you up. Has anyone else had a friend whose backhanded support felt more like bitterness? We're here to dissect these situations, celebrate the genuine friendships that empower us, and ditch the ones that hold us back. This is a deep dive into the complex web of human emotions, focusing on the destructive forces of envy and deceit and their impact on our relationships. It's a journey to identify false friends and prioritize what truly matters. Are you ready to embark on this analysis with us? Hook. Start with a captivating statement about the dangers of envy and falsehood in our lives. Envy can be a real party crasher. It shows up uninvited, lurking in the shadows, stealing our joy. Instead of celebrating with us, it might whisper in our ear when someone else gets a promotion, making us sneak a jealous glance their way. Or maybe it disguises itself as hidden resentment, leaving a bitter taste in our mouth when a friend announces their good news. It's a constant comparison game, fueling the silent question, why not me? Even in the midst of congratulations. But envy rarely operates alone. It often brings a deceitful friend along for the ride. Envy lays the groundwork, and deceit spins a web of lies and half-truths to mask the envy underneath. Together, this toxic duo can wreak havoc on our relationships, chipping away at trust and affection like termites silently eating away at a house. Close friends can become suspicious adversaries, and seeds of doubt sprout where there once was loyalty. So, how do we fight these sneaky partners in crime? The first step is becoming a detective. We need to learn to spot the subtle clues that envy and deceit leave behind. Maybe it's a backhanded compliment that feels more like a dig than genuine praise. Perhaps it's lukewarm support that lacks any real excitement for our success. Or maybe it's a sudden withdrawal when we experience a victory. These often overlooked signs are the calling cards of envy at work. To protect ourselves, we need to develop a keen eye for human behavior and a deeper understanding of the complex world of emotions. It's about listening not just to the words people say, but also to the silences between them. It's about observing not just their actions, but also the motivations behind them. Healthy relationships can't thrive in a climate of envy and deceit. We need to cultivate an environment of open communication, where we can genuinely celebrate each other's successes and offer empathy during struggles. This builds a foundation of trust and respect, allowing friendships to flourish without the dark shadows of envy and deceit looming over them. The battle against these foes often happens in the most ordinary moments, where the truth might go unspoken. We need to be aware of these subtle dynamics at play. Recognizing these signs isn't about paranoia. It's about building strong, honest relationships. Imagine achieving a lifelong dream, landing your ideal job, or finally overcoming a huge obstacle. You naturally expect your friends to share your joy, but instead, you're met with deafening silence. The support you craved vanishes when you need it most. You're left feeling alone in your accomplishment. The truth is, these aren't true friends. Real friends are there to celebrate your victories with you, but also offer a shoulder to cry on during tough times. People who hide envy or insecurity can't handle your happiness or struggles, a clear sign they weren't truly invested in the friendship. Don't waste your energy on these fair-weather friends. Their absence speaks volumes, and while it might sting, it also reveals a valuable truth, where true loyalty lies. Focus on your real support system, the people who lift you up when you're flying high and offer a steady hand when you stumble. We all crave connection, but those who dim your light or disappear when things get tough are not the kind of people you need in your life. Let their behavior be a guidepost, leading you towards genuine connections that will stand the test of time. People motivated by envy or dishonesty might try to downplay your achievements with disguised jokes or simply ignore your victories altogether. They might try to steal your spotlight by focusing on insignificant details or diverting attention to themselves. Similarly, during tough times, the lack of support or words of encouragement can be a huge red flag that a friendship might not be as strong as you thought. Recognizing these patterns takes careful observation and sometimes the willingness to face uncomfortable truths. But ultimately, it's crucial to surround yourself with people who truly support you, celebrate your successes, and stand by your side when things don't go according to plan. Because in those critical moments, the lack of support is a loud and clear signal. Stoic connection. Briefly mention how Stoicism emphasizes recognizing these traits for a calmer and more secure life. The sting of envy can poison even the most well-intentioned connection. Sharing a success with a friend eager for their support, only to be met with a backhanded compliment or a dismissive shrug, can leave you feeling hollowed out. Stoicism, however, offers an unexpected antidote, the keen eye of discernment. Stoicism isn't about retreating from social interaction or seeking solace in solitude. It's about cultivating a deeper awareness of the human condition. By understanding the ever-present potential for envy and falsehood, you gain a crucial advantage, the ability to recognize these dynamics at play. This awareness isn't about casting aspersions or fostering cynicism. It's about learning to differentiate between genuine connection and interactions fueled by hidden agendas. Consider the office politician, a master of twisting facts to their own advantage. Stoicism equips you to navigate these situations with a clear head and a firm voice. You can choose to address the discrepancy directly, your words laced with reason and calm resolve. Alternatively, the situation might call for a more subtle approach. Recognizing the underlying dishonesty allows you to adjust your communication strategy, protecting yourself from manipulation while still achieving your goals. The benefits of Stoic awareness extend far beyond navigating tricky social situations. Recognizing envy in others acts as a mirror, fostering introspection and self-reflection. You begin to appreciate the true value of authenticity and the power of positive reinforcement. This newfound awareness strengthens your commitment to fostering genuine connections built on mutual respect and open communication. You transform into a beacon of positivity, attracting like-minded individuals who share your values and create a space for true connection to flourish. Perhaps the most profound impact lies in your own emotional well-being. By detaching yourself from the emotional tug-of-war of envy and deceit, you create a mental sanctuary no longer susceptible to manipulation. You are free to channel your energy into building meaningful relationships and pursuing your passions with unwavering focus. In a world saturated with negativity and emotional noise, Stoicism offers a path to inner peace. It allows you to cultivate a life rich with genuine connections, unshackled from the anxieties of envy and falsehood. The next encounter with someone who seems off-kilter doesn't have to be a retreat into isolation. See it as an opportunity to hone your discernment and build a life surrounded by those who truly value you. Remember, strong connections thrive on a foundation of authenticity, respect, and a healthy dose of Stoic wisdom. This philosophy empowers you to navigate the complexities of human interaction, fostering genuine connections and cultivating a life of inner peace. Words versus actions highlight the discrepancy between what people say, flattery, and what they do, criticism behind your back. Flattery, like a beguiling melody, often lures us in, captivating our senses with its sweet tune. Picture this. You're chatting over coffee with a colleague, and they're showering your latest project with glowing praise. Your ideas are hailed as groundbreaking, your execution deemed flawless. It's a moment of pure elation as you soak in the warmth of their admiration, feeling a surge of self-satisfaction wash over you. Yet, as the euphoria subsides, a crucial realization dawns upon you. True value isn't found in the fleeting melodies of compliments, but rather in the tangible symphony of actions. In the heat of the moment, those compliments may feel like sunshine on a rainy day, but do they hold weight beyond the surface? Are those same colleagues readily available when your brilliant project hits a snag? Do they offer constructive criticism to help refine your ideas and navigate obstacles? More often than not, the answer is a disappointing silence. Their words, like beautiful flowers, may provide a brief visual feast, but lack the sustenance needed for your growth. As Epictetus, a titan of Stoic philosophy, wisely remarked, "It's not what happens to you that matters, but how you react to it." Hollow praise does little to equip you for the inevitable challenges that accompany any pursuit. Now consider the silent critic, the one who doesn't shower you with effusive praise, but rather observes from a distance. Their lack of vocal celebration may initially feel like a void, but within that quiet lies a profound source of wisdom. Watch closely, and you may see them diligently toiling away while you're momentarily dazzled by accolades. Perhaps they're silently holding you to a higher standard, urging you to strive for continuous improvement, even as others offer immediate applause. The Stoic champion embraces the concept of amor fati, a love of fate. It's not about blindly accepting negativity, but rather embracing challenges as opportunities for growth. Critics may be offering you just that, a chance to confront your weaknesses and emerge stronger. Picture two paths to success, one adorned with constant affirmations, a never-ending chorus of "you're amazing," and the other a steeper climb marked by occasional critiques and stretches of thoughtful observation. Which path truly prepares you for the trials ahead? The one that fosters self-awareness and a relentless pursuit of improvement, or the one that lulls you into complacency with empty flattery? The Stoics stressed the importance of virtue ethics, where true worth stems from developing a robust moral character. Constant affirmations do little to cultivate this inner strength. In the realm of genuine connection, authenticity reigns supreme. True friends, the ones deserving of a permanent spot in your inner circle, offer a balanced perspective. They celebrate your victories with genuine enthusiasm, yet they're also the first to extend a helping hand when you stumble. Their feedback, though it may sting momentarily, is delivered with honesty, because they believe in your capacity for growth. As Marcus Aurelius, another luminary of Stoicism, wisely penned, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be one." True friends, through their candid feedback, are essentially aiding you in becoming the best version of yourself. Downplaying achievements, people who try to diminish your successes with backhanded compliments or dismissive jokes, are another type of person to watch out for. This kind of person always wants to deny your efforts. You finally landed that promotion you've been grinding for, the one that meant late nights, extra responsibilities, and a constant knot of anxiety in your stomach. They'll hit you with a nonchalant, "Oh yeah, that position pretty much fell into your lap," as if the universe just randomly bestowed greatness upon you. You aced that presentation, with your palms sweating bullets and your voice a hair's breadth from cracking. Brace yourself for a breezy, "Anyone could have done that with those slides." It's like they have this built-in negativity filter, constantly downplaying your achievements with backhanded compliments or dismissive jokes. But here's the thing. These people aren't harmless sideline observers spouting unhelpful commentary. They're dangerous to your confidence and success. That's why we need to talk about how to recognize envy and falsehood disguised as friendly banter. Think about it. Genuine friends and supporters celebrate your wins. They're the ones who erupt in cheers when you land your dream job, offer a shoulder to cry on when a presentation goes south, and remind you to take a deep breath and believe in yourself when self-doubt creeps in. They don't try to shrink your accomplishments or make them seem like mere luck. People who downplay your achievements, on the other hand, are often grappling with their own internal battles. Maybe they haven't achieved what you have, or maybe they secretly crave the recognition you're receiving. Whatever the reason, their negativity is a projection of their own struggles, a way to lessen your shine by dimming the light you radiate. And guess what? It's contagious. If you let their comments fester, they can erode your self-belief and make you question your own worth. You start to wonder, did I really deserve this? Or maybe they have a point, maybe I just got lucky. This is why it's crucial to identify these energy vampires and develop strategies to deal with them, because letting them linger can slowly chip away at the foundation you've built. The first step is recognizing the signs. Does someone consistently downplay your achievements, raining on your parade with a sprinkle of negativity every time you cross a finish line? Do their compliments always come with a hidden barb, like a bouquet of beautiful flowers with a single thorny rose nestled amongst the petals? Do they constantly compare themselves to you, framing things in a competitive light, subtly or not so subtly implying that they could have done better or that they're somehow held back by forces outside their control? These are all red flags. Once you identify the behavior, you can start to build your defenses. Stoicism, that ancient philosophy of emotional resilience, offers some great tools for this. The Stoics believed in focusing on what you can control, your thoughts, your actions, and your reactions. So when someone throws a dismissive comment your way, you have the power to choose how you respond. Instead of letting their negativity drag you down, use it as fuel. Let their comments be a reminder of how far you've come, the blood, sweat, and tears you've poured into achieving your goals. Internally, acknowledge their envy as a twisted form of flattery. After all, people only try to diminish what they perceive as a threat. Imagine a knight in shining armor deflecting arrows with their shield. Their shield is your confidence, and the arrows are the negativity being hurled your way. Here's the truth you need to hold on to like a life raft. You don't need their validation. Your achievements speak for themselves. The late nights, the early mornings, the countless rejections, the unwavering dedication, they all built the foundation for your success. So keep celebrating your wins, big and small. Focus on the genuine support you receive from those who truly believe in you, the ones who erupt in cheers alongside you and offer unwavering encouragement. Remember, sometimes the best response to negativity is simply silence. A confident smile and a change of subject can be the most powerful way to disarm these energy vampires and get back to focusing on your own journey. You have places to go, goals to achieve, and dreams to chase. Don't let anyone dim your light. Selective support. Those who are only enthusiastic during your struggles and strangely quiet during your victories are another kind of friend to watch out for. The fair weather friend, you know the type, right? They're there for the pool parties and barbecues, the happy hours and good times. But the moment things get tough, when you need a shoulder to cry on or a hand to hold through a storm, they vanish faster than a ghost at sunrise. These people are dangerous to your well-being, and here's why. We're going to delve into Stoicism, that philosophy all about emotional resilience, to help you spot these fair-weather phonies and navigate these tricky situations. Think about it. True friends are the anchors in your life. They're the ones who celebrate your victories with genuine enthusiasm, offer a listening ear during setbacks, and stand by you through thick and thin. They don't disappear when the going gets tough. Fair weather friends, on the other hand, are like those inflatable pool toys, fun and games when the sun is shining, but deflate and become useless the moment the pressure's on. Their support comes with conditions, a silent asterisk attached to their every interaction. It's a recipe for emotional whiplash, leaving you feeling confused and questioning the very foundation of your friendships. Now, the Stoics believe that a large part of happiness comes from focusing on what you can control, your own thoughts, actions, and reactions. You can't control other people, including their fickle loyalty, but you can learn to recognize the signs of a fair-weather friend. Does someone only seem interested in you when things are going well for you? Do they become mysteriously busy when you're facing a challenge? Do their conversations revolve around themselves and their problems, with little to no room for yours? These are all red flags. Once you identify these emotional weather vanes, it's time to adjust your sails. Stoicism teaches you the power of discernment. Don't waste your precious energy on people who only show up for the sunshine. Surround yourself with those who appreciate you for who you are, not just what you can offer them. Invest in friendships built on mutual respect, empathy, and genuine care. These are the people who will be there to celebrate your victories and hold your hand through the storms. Here's the truth. You deserve unwavering support. You deserve friends who believe in you, even when you're struggling to believe in yourself. Don't settle for fair-weather companions who offer conditional support. Think of yourself as a mighty oak tree, strong, resilient, and able to weather any storm. Fair-weather friends are like flimsy beach umbrellas, offering temporary shelter, but ultimately useless against the real downpours of life. Remember, surrounding yourself with the right people is crucial for your emotional well-being. By recognizing fair-weather friends and focusing on building genuine connections, you can cultivate a support system that will empower you to navigate life's inevitable challenges with strength and grace. So go forth and find your tribe, the people who will be your anchor in the storm, not just your beach buddies when the sun is out. Chronic gossipers. People who thrive on spreading rumors and negativity, often disguised as concern for others, are another type to be wary of. Imagine a world where conversations spark genuine connection, where laughter rings true, and where trust is the foundation of every interaction. Now enter the chronic gossipers. Certainly. Here's the revised text with grammar and punctuation corrected. They're the social equivalent of a malfunctioning smoke detector, constantly blaring negativity disguised as concern and leaving you with a burning sensation in your gut. Their juicy tidbits, often laced with speculation and half-truths, are missiles aimed at reputations, leaving a trail of suspicion and hurt feelings. This constant barrage of negativity creates a toxic environment, breeding distrust and paranoia. It's like navigating a social minefield where every conversation feels fraught with danger. The ancient Stoics, those champions of emotional resilience, offer valuable tools to navigate these situations. They emphasize the importance of discernment, the ability to choose what information you absorb and how you react to it. You can't control someone's urge to gossip, but you can learn to recognize the signs. Does someone consistently steer conversations towards dissecting other people's lives? Do you find yourself feeling like an unwilling participant in a secret society, privy to information that leaves you uneasy? Watch out for those who thrive on stirring the pot, creating drama wherever they go. These are the telltale signs of a chronic gossiper. Here's where you take charge. Stoicism teaches the power of setting boundaries. You don't have to be a silent receptacle for negativity. If someone starts dishing on someone else, politely excuse yourself or gently nudge the conversation in a different direction. A simple, "That's an interesting perspective, but let's talk about something else," can be a powerful tool. Remember, silence is a powerful weapon. You don't have to engage with their negativity. The truth is, you deserve a life brimming with positive connections. Surround yourself with people who uplift and inspire you, those who celebrate your victories and offer a shoulder to cry on during tough times. Think of yourself as a lighthouse, a beacon of stability amidst the swirling storms of gossip. Chronic gossipers, on the other hand, are like flickering candles, casting fleeting shadows of doubt and negativity. Protecting your mental well-being is paramount. By learning to identify chronic gossipers and setting firm boundaries, you create a space where trust and positivity can flourish. Seek out genuine connections, the kind that build you up, not tear you down. Let compassion be your guiding light and leave the rumor mill to those who find solace in negativity. There's a whole world of positive connections waiting to be explored. Go forth and create your own tribe. Isolationist tendencies. Individuals who try to distance you from supportive people, creating a situation for manipulation, are another concern. Let's talk about the emotional black hole in your life, the isolationist. These people thrive on severing your connections with your support system, leaving you feeling utterly alone and vulnerable. They might seem charming at first, but their motives are far from innocent. Here's why isolationists are dangerous, and how Stoicism, that philosophy built on emotional resilience, can be your weapon against them. Your life is a vibrant tapestry woven with the threads of strong relationships with friends, family, and loved ones. Each connection adds richness and strength to the whole picture. The isolationist enters your world not with scissors, but with a sewing needle. They slowly start poking holes at the edges, making seemingly harmless comments about your colleagues, subtly questioning your plans with your best friend, or playing the victim, painting themselves as the only one who truly understands you. It's a slow, insidious process, but the damage is real. Suddenly, you find yourself questioning the very people who have your back. The threads that hold the tapestry together start to fray, and doubt creeps in. The Stoics, those champions of emotional intelligence, understood the power of social connection. Strong relationships were the cornerstones of a good life for them, a source of strength, perspective, and unwavering support. Isolationists, on the other hand, operate from a place of deep insecurity or a twisted desire for control. By severing your ties with others, they make you more reliant on them, easier to manipulate. They become the sole source of validation, slowly eroding your self-confidence and making you doubt your own judgment. but fear not. Stoicism equips you with the tools to identify these emotional black holes. The first step is mindfulness. Notice the patterns. Does someone consistently downplay your connections, making offhand comments about your loved ones, or subtly guilt-tripping you out of social plans? Do you find yourself cancelling outings with friends because of their unexplained negativity? These are all warning signs. Once you identify an isolationist, it's time to fortify your defenses. Stoicism teaches the power of setting boundaries. Don't be afraid to call them out on their behavior in a calm but firm way. Let them know you value your other relationships and won't tolerate attempts to control them. Remember, a healthy relationship encourages growth and connection, not possessiveness and manipulation. The truth is, you deserve a vibrant support system, a chorus of voices cheering you on, and a safety net to catch you when you fall. Think of yourself as a majestic redwood, strong, independent, yet deeply rooted in the fertile ground of supportive relationships. Isolationists are like parasitic vines, trying to drain your strength and stunt your growth. Protecting your mental well-being is paramount. By learning to identify isolationists and setting firm boundaries, you ensure your tapestry remains strong and vibrant. Cultivate genuine connections, the kind that build you up, not tear you down. Let your intuition be your guide, and don't let anyone manipulate you into solitude. The world is brimming with positive connections waiting to be explored. Go forth and weave your own magnificent tapestry of support. Feigning agreement. People who outwardly agree with everything you say but never take action on those ideas are another type to watch out for. Have you ever met someone who's a walking yes man? You know the kind, who nods along to every word you say, throws in an enthusiastic aha at every point, but then crickets. It's like they take your ideas, toss them in a mental black hole, and forget they ever existed. Now, this might seem harmless on the surface, like a case of bad memory or mild forgetfulness. But here's the thing, these yes people can be downright dangerous. Buckle up, because I'm about to tell you why. Imagine this, you're brimming with an idea, one that could revolutionize your business, your creative project, your life. You share it with this person. Let's call him Stan, and he's all ears, leans in, asks questions, and seems genuinely invested. You leave the conversation feeling like you've just conquered Mount Everest, the peak of mutual understanding and collaborative spirit. But then days turn into weeks, and Stan goes radio silent. No follow-up. No questions about next steps. Just nothing. It's like your brilliant idea vanished into thin air, and Stan, the enthusiastic listener, became a ghost. Here's the unsettling truth. Sometimes this blind agreement isn't a sign of support. It's a mask for something far more sinister, envy. Stan might be nodding along not because he's genuinely interested, but because he's trying to mask his own lack of enthusiasm or motivation. Certainly. Here's the revised text with grammar and punctuation corrected. They might believe in your idea, but they can't stand the thought of you succeeding. Maybe they have a similar dream tucked away, or perhaps they just thrive off negativity, and your enthusiasm is a thorn in their side. By feigning agreement, they lull you into a false sense of security, robbing you of the opportunity to bounce ideas off someone genuine or find a real partner in your venture. The ancient Stoics, those masters of reason and emotional control, had a saying for this kind of behavior: appearances deceive. They understood that people can be incredibly skilled actors, putting on a convincing show of support while harboring hidden agendas. That's why it's crucial to train your eye, Maya, to spot the red flags. Look beyond the empty yeses and enthusiastic nods. Is there any real engagement? Does Stan ask probing questions that show genuine interest? Does he offer suggestions or alternative perspectives that move the conversation forward? If the answer is no, then it's time to reevaluate this supporter. Remember, true collaboration is a two-way street. It's about honest exchange, constructive criticism, and a shared drive to see the project through. So don't let the yes people fool you, Maya. They might be comfortable, but they're ultimately dead weight on your path to success. Instead, surround yourself with people who challenge you, who push you to be better, and who celebrate your victories just as fiercely as you celebrate theirs. That's the kind of company you deserve, the kind that propels you forward, not the kind that silently suffocates your dreams with hollow agreement. Constant comparisons. Those who always compare themselves or you to others, creating a sense of inadequacy, are another issue. Let's face it, we've all been there. You're sharing a victory, a promotion, a new adventure, and suddenly the conversation takes a nosedive into a comparison vortex. A friend mentions a colleague who probably deserved it more, or worse, they launch into a story about their own, frankly, unbelievable experience. It's enough to make you want to rewind the tape and scream, "Hold on a second, wasn't this supposed to be about me?" This comparison trap is more than just annoying. It's a subtle form of emotional manipulation. Think about it. When someone constantly compares you or themselves to others, they're essentially hijacking the conversation. They're shifting the focus away from your accomplishment and planting the seed of doubt. Are you really good enough? Did you truly deserve that win? This tactic preys on our natural insecurities, leaving us feeling inadequate and overshadowed. But here's the secret weapon against comparison games: stoicism. This ancient philosophy isn't just about stoicism, pun intended. It's about taking control of your own narrative. Stoicism teaches us to distinguish between what we can and cannot control. The external world, other people's achievements, and even the reactions we receive, these are all outside our domain. However, our own thoughts, emotions, and actions are entirely within our control. So the next time someone tries to drag you into the comparison vortex, remember this: their comments are a reflection of their own internal struggles, not a true measure of your worth. A genuine friend wouldn't try to diminish your light to make their shine brighter. They'd celebrate your journey, even if it's different from their own. True friendship thrives on empathy and shared joy, not competition and envy. Here's the ultimate power move: use stoicism to turn the tables. Instead of getting sucked into the negativity, acknowledge their comment and then gently steer the conversation back to your experience. "That's interesting," you could say, "but I'm curious to tell you more about the challenges I faced to get here." By refocusing the conversation, you reclaim your narrative and demonstrate the true power of self-belief. Remember, your achievements, big or small, deserve to be celebrated. Don't let anyone dim your shine. Surround yourself with people who inspire you, uplift you, and celebrate your unique journey. After all, the only comparison that truly matters is the one you make with your own past self. Are you growing? Are you learning? Are you becoming the best version of yourself? That's the story worth telling, and the victory worth celebrating on your own terms. Shifting blame. Individuals who deflect responsibility for their actions and try to place blame on others are another type to watch out for. Life's a messy business, projects fall apart, deadlines get missed, and sometimes, well, we just mess up. It's during these moments of calamity that a fascinating human behavior emerges: the blame deflection dance. Fingers point, justifications erupt, and suddenly the responsibility for the unfortunate situation waltzes away and lands squarely on someone else's shoulders. This blame game, while tempting in the heat of the moment, is a recipe for fractured friendships and stunted personal growth. But fear not. For Stoicism, the ancient philosophy known for its focus on reason and virtue, offers a powerful antidote. Stoicism revolves around a core principle, the dichotomy of control. Some things like the weather, the actions of others, and the twists of fate reside firmly outside our domain. However, our own actions, reactions, and the lens through which we interpret the world, these elements are entirely within our control. When someone deflects blame, they're essentially declaring, "This situation is out of my control and certainly not my fault." This knee-jerk reaction might feel like a shield in the moment, but it ultimately weakens their ability to learn and evolve. It's akin to navigating a treacherous mountain path blindfolded, a recipe for disaster. A friend who truly embodies Stoic principles approaches problems with a different mindset. They embrace ownership of their actions, even the ones that lead to undesirable outcomes. Their response might sound something like, "Listen, I take responsibility for my role in this. What can I do to rectify the situation?" This kind of accountability fosters trust and strengthens the bond. It demonstrates a willingness to learn and grow from experience, a cornerstone of any healthy relationship. But beware the friend who constantly casts a shadow of blame in your direction. Their apologies might be laced with barbs like, "Well, if you hadn't done X, then Y wouldn't have happened." This type of backhanded apology is a major red flag. It's a way for them to shirk responsibility while simultaneously making you feel like the culprit. Remember, a genuine apology focuses on taking ownership and making amends, not on flinging blame like a hot potato. So the next time someone tries to dump their problems in your lap, use Stoicism as your compass. Ask yourself, is this person actively taking responsibility for their actions, or are they simply searching for a scapegoat? A true friend will face their own missteps with honesty and seek to make things right, rather than shifting the blame onto others. They will face their mistakes head-on, learn from them, and strive to do better next time. They understand that growth comes from owning your actions, not deflecting blame. By recognizing this difference, you can cultivate stronger, more meaningful relationships and sidestep the blame game altogether. Ultimately, Stoicism isn't about pointing fingers. It's about taking ownership of your own journey. By surrounding yourself with friends who do the same, you create a support system that fosters growth, accountability, and a deeper sense of connection. The next time someone tries to pass the buck, use it as an opportunity to identify your true allies, the ones who walk beside you through sunshine and storm clouds, ready to face challenges together. After all, navigating life's curveballs is a whole lot easier when you have a team that's willing to share the responsibility, not shirk it. Envy. A serpent slithering through genuine appreciation can transform compliments into poisoned arrows. The Stoics, those bastions of emotional resilience, would have pierced through this social deception with practiced ease. As Epictetus, their sharp-tongued teacher, proclaimed, "It's not what happens to you that matters, but how you react to it." Don't let the venom of envious compliments cloud your judgment. These veiled insults often arrive wrapped in excessive flattery like, "Wow, you actually pulled that off," dripping with disbelief and implying your accomplishment was a fluke rather than the culmination of dedicated effort. Or perhaps they morph into self-deprecating comparisons like, "That outfit looks amazing on you. I could never be that bold." Here, the supposed admiration is overshadowed by a not-so-subtle implication that you possess a quality they lack, diminishing your achievement. Consider this example. The year is 65 AD, and the air hangs heavy in Rome. Seneca, the revered Stoic philosopher and advisor to Emperor Nero, finds himself entangled in a web of courtly intrigue. Nero, a man consumed by paranoia and a burgeoning sense of his own divinity, has grown increasingly suspicious of those around him. Whispers fill the palace. Whispers that Seneca, with his wealth and influence, might be a threat to the young emperor's absolute power. One day, Nero summons Seneca to his private chambers. The opulent room, usually a source of pride for the emperor, feels suffocating under the weight of unspoken tension. Nero, adorned in extravagant robes, throws a contemptuous glance at Seneca's simple attire. "Seneca," he says, a smirk playing on his lips, "your latest philosophical treatise has caused quite a stir. They say it speaks of virtue and restrained qualities so rarely seen these days. Wouldn't you agree?" Seneca, a seasoned statesman, recognizes the veiled barb. This is no genuine compliment, but a test, a ploy to gauge his loyalty and perhaps even provoke a reaction that could be twisted into treason. He remains calm, his gaze steady. "Indeed, Your Majesty," he replies evenly, "virtue and restraint are cornerstones of a just and prosperous society." Nero leans back in his throne, a glint of something akin to frustration in his eyes. "And yet," he continues, his voice dripping with sarcasm, "you, a man of such wisdom, seem to have amassed quite a fortune for yourself. Quite a luxurious lifestyle for a philosopher advocating restraint, wouldn't you say?" Here lies the true thrust of the compliment, an attempt to sow seeds of doubt in the minds of others and to paint Seneca as a hypocrite. Yet Seneca remains unfazed. He knows his own worth and his commitment to Stoic principles. "Your Majesty," he responds, his voice firm yet respectful, "my wealth allows me to further my studies and philanthropy. It is not an end in itself, but a tool to serve a greater purpose." The room falls silent. Nero, denied the expected reaction, seems momentarily taken aback. Seneca, ever the master of composure, uses this opportunity to subtly shift the conversation. He begins to speak of philosophy and the importance of reason and self-control, topics far removed from the emperor's veiled insults. This historical exchange between Seneca and Nero perfectly illustrates the Stoic approach to envious compliments. Seneca, by recognizing the true intent behind Nero's words and by remaining calm and focused on what he could control, his own thoughts and reactions, effectively deflected the emperor's attempt to manipulate him. He emerged from the encounter not diminished but strengthened, a testament to the power of Stoic wisdom in navigating the treacherous waters of human emotion. The danger lies in their ambiguity, a shroud of confusion that leaves you questioning the sincerity of the praise. Was it a genuine recognition of your merit or a backhanded attempt to belittle it? The Stoics, champions of clear thinking, would advise against getting lost in this mental labyrinth. Remember their core principle. Focus on the domain you control, your own thoughts and reactions. The key to deflecting these envious barbs lies in emotional intelligence, a shield against negativity. A simple yet potent thank you acts as a deflection, acknowledging their words without expending precious energy, dissecting their hidden meaning. Their envy is a burden they must carry, not a weight you need to shoulder. Don't allow their negativity to tarnish your achievements. Well-earned satisfaction. Think of it like this. Genuine compliments are like sunbeams, illuminating your achievements and fostering warmth. Envious compliments, on the other hand, are like flickering shadows. They try to extinguish your inner light. By recognizing the difference, you cultivate emotional self-defense. You project an aura of unwavering self-worth, a testament to the fact that you're not easily swayed by the insecurities of others. You are a beacon of self-assuredness, and their envious barbs simply bounce off your inner Stoic shield. When someone offers a compliment that feels a little too pointed, remember the Stoic wisdom. True happiness and freedom blossom from understanding what you can control. Don't get entangled in their emotional gamesmanship. Offer a polite thank you and then refocus on what truly matters, your own happiness and your own journey. As Epictetus, another Stoic giant, reminds us, it is only after we distinguish between these two that we can begin to find peace. Let envious compliments be a mere blip on your radar and keep radiating your inner light. Feigning vulnerability. Individuals who share personal secrets excessively to gain trust they don't deserve often confuse vulnerability with a bartering chip. True connection thrives on authenticity, a willingness to share your experiences, both the triumphant and the tear-stained. But there's an unspoken code, respect for emotional boundaries. Imagine a flickering candle. Its gentle light fosters intimacy, but you wouldn't douse it with gasoline in hopes of creating a bonfire. True vulnerability requires nuance, a delicate dance that fosters trust, not smothers it. Here's the problem with those who wield vulnerability like a weapon. They barge into emotional spaces uninvited, overwhelming you with sob stories so dramatic they could rival Shakespearean tragedies. Their aim isn't genuine connection, but rather the manipulation of your empathy. The Stoics would scoff at such tactics. Epictetus, a champion of reason, warned against mistaking emotional manipulation for genuine connection, reminding us, it is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it. These emotional vampires thrive on drama, sucking the joy out of your victories with their carefully veiled barbs, while demanding an inordinate amount of your precious time. The danger of these excessive sharers extends far beyond mere annoyance. By bombarding you with secrets, real or perceived, they create an illusion of intimacy. It's a twisted game where they position themselves as the sole keepers of your deepest truths. This manipulative vulnerability transforms them into gossip grenades, waiting to detonate your secrets at the most inopportune moment. A true friend, on the other hand, practices the art of discretion. Seneca, a pillar of Stoicism, urged us to cultivate inner strength through silence, stating, "Keep silence for the most part, and speak only when you must, and then speak the truth." Real friends understand the weight of words, both theirs and yours. They become safe harbors for your vulnerabilities, offering a listening ear without hijacking the conversation with their own emotional baggage. How to identify emotional black holes? So, how do we identify these emotional black holes masquerading as friends? Look for inconsistencies. Does their vulnerability always paint them as perpetual victims, forever adrift in a sea of misfortune? Do they seem oddly invested in your failures, a touch too eager to witness your stumbles? Does their openness feel performative, like a carefully crafted emotional play designed to elicit sympathy? If you see these signs, remember the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, who implored us, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." Don't be swayed by their emotional theatrics. A true friend builds you up, celebrates your victories without reservation, and offers unwavering support during your darkest moments. They understand that friendship is a two-way street, a shared journey paved with trust, empathy, and, most importantly, genuine vulnerability. Seek out those who illuminate your path, not those who smother it with emotional smoke and mirrors. Taking control. So you've identified the emotional black holes masquerading as friends. Now what? Stoicism teaches us to take control through reason and virtue. The good news is you have the power to navigate these situations. Imagine yourself standing on a windswept cliff. The emotional storms they stir up might threaten to knock you off balance, but remember, you are the one who decides how much wind you let buffet you. Epictetus's wisdom rings true here. It's not what happens to you that matters, but how you react to it. Don't be yanked around by their emotional tug of war. Recognize their tactics and choose not to be swept away. Boundaries are your emotional lighthouses. You don't owe anyone unfettered access to your deepest vulnerabilities, especially those who wield them like emotional grenades. Seneca, a master of self-control, offered this guidance. Keep silence for the most part, and speak only when you must, and then speak the truth. Be discerning about what you share and with whom. True friends respect your boundaries. Remember, genuine connection is a slow dance, not a frantic one-night stand. Friendship isn't built on a foundation of hastily shared secrets or manufactured vulnerability. It's a steady flame fueled by shared experiences, laughter, tears, and a deep respect for each other's journeys. Seek out those who illuminate your path, those who celebrate your victories with you, and offer a steady hand during your darkest moments. As Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, said, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." Surround yourself with those who embody the same values of authenticity, empathy, and genuine vulnerability that foster connection, not manipulation. In doing so, the emotional black holes will lose their power, and you'll be left with the radiant light of true friendship.